You're listening to BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
You most certainly are. Thank you very much to the Audio Content Fund for the fact we're doing this. If you missed last week, this is the difficult second album, the second show. It is the show that's all about celebrating Forces Gaming, so welcome along. If you like gaming, then you're in the right place. If you love gaming, you're in the right place. If you've heard of gaming and want to like it more, then hopefully we can get you into it over the next 30 minutes. We're around until 7 o'clock UK time. What are we going to do on this second show? Well, I'll be joined by James from the Navy Esports team to tell us all about what happened over the weekend at the Armed Forces Day in Scarborough. Were there ice creams at dawn? We'll find out. We'll also be chatting to Corporal Joe Young from the 21 Engineers, all about what he thinks the future of gaming in the Forces will be, because it's very much a new thing, gaming within the Forces, and we'll find out from him what he thinks the future will be like. Plus, we want to hear from you. If you're gaming right now, then let us know what you're playing. And I do have a question for you. I will have a question about your most embarrassing gaming moment, because we've all got them, whether you play games all the time or whether you played games in your youth and don't play now. There's always been an embarrassing moment where somebody has schooled you. I'll be asking you that question. And I've got great music for you to play as well, which will play things like this. This is a bit of Blinding Lights from the weekend on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Sleeping till I feel your touch.
It's the The Weeknd there, and Blinding Lights on BFBS right now with you, with Esports Live, second show, all about celebrating esports within the forces. And I'm going to ask you a question to get in touch in just a second. First, let me introduce Abel Seaman, James Payne, who's based out of RAF Marham in Norfolk. James, you're part of the Navy esports teams, I believe.
I am indeed. I've been part of it since the very start.
Oh, founding member. And you're, is it a thing then? Because I spoke to somebody from the Navy esports team last week, who was wearing their who was wearing their official jersey. You're wearing your official jersey right now. Has that been a thing that you've all put out?
Yeah. We all put a little bit of money together, came up with an awesome design, and actually it's been complimented by a lot of people over the last weekend.
Has it been complimented by any of the other forces yet? By the Army?
It has,
the
yes.
Oh, has it? Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. Have they looked on jealously?
It's just ours is so much more colourful. They are just blue and green, whereas we've got red, blue and white.
There you go. I was going to ask this question, actually, so I'm going to ask it to you as well. All about your most embarrassing gaming moment. Because whether you play esports right now, whether it's something you do on a daily basis, everyone, I would assume, you know, pretty much everyone has played a game at some point in some sort of competitive way, however far back that is, back to the earliest computers. Do you have a moment, James, where you have been embarrassed by someone? And if so, what is it?
Yeah, so just this weekend at the Skymar Armed Forces Day Rocket League event, we were in our second game against the professionals, and I scored an own goal.
Oh!
And it was completely preventable, but you know, it's just so tense.
What's that initial feeling like when you know it's just gone straight into your own net?
Well, I literally like put the controllers down and, you know, put my hands into the praying position. Like, please, like, don't let that be on the live screen.
Was this being streamed at the time?
Not only was it getting streamed, but there was commentators and a live crowd watching me do that.
Well, this is the reason I'm asking this question was way back in the midst of time, I went to the original Creamfields, which was down south. And I went with my best mate, Jonesy, at the time. And it was, like a Ravers festival. But it was one of the first festivals that had games in it as well. And they had a big tent and it was where everyone was chilling out. And they had a massive big screen, which had a projector plane onto it. It was the size of a cinema screen. And they had Tekken Tag on it. Now, I was handy at Tekken Tag. And I had spent a lot of my uni days, instead of revising and doing what I was supposed to and going to lectures, practicing King's moves. So I pretty much thought I could take anyone on. Anyway, the only time in the entirety of our friendship he beat me at Tekken Tag was in front of 8,000 people in a tent. And I don't think I've ever played it since. I was so, you know, when you can feel it going wrong and you think, please no, please no. But anyway, what is your most embarrassing gaming moment? The time you've been beat and you've got all red in the face. Let us know either via the Twitch chat, if you're watching it that way, via Facebook, or you can email the studio, bfbs.com/esportslive. Now, James, let us talk about Armed Forces Day in Scarborough. For people who don't know about it, who weren't there, what is Armed Forces Day?
So Armed Forces Day is a day to celebrate the armed forces. It's a great show of teamwork, and communication, where so many people from all over the country are coordinating in one little city, a beautiful one by the sea, to showcase exactly what, you know, the military is about.
And esports wise, what was going on?
So we had a tri-service inter-service tournament with two civilian teams, a professional esports team and a team that was formed from a King of the Hill tournament run on the day. It's nothing like that has happened yet for the armed forces, so it was brilliant to see.
How stressful was it knowing you're going up against a pro team?
Not too stressful, because you know that they're pros and they massively, you know, out experience and skill you. It's more just, you know, being able to get a cool goal or two, and me and my friend did score a blinder.
Did you? Go on, talk us through it. Talk us through how the goal went down.
So it was actually quite a risky pass by my teammate Snowman. He bounced it off the wall, and I flew my car, you know, with the jet-powered rockets. I managed to hit a brilliant shot right on net, and they just weren't expecting it from us. I often have tried to do that while sitting right in this very room playing Rocket League with my friends, and I'll more often than not miss that. So to do that live on stage against a professional esports team was phenomenal.
It was worth the own goal. So you had that moment of redemption right there. It is one of those games, Rocket League. Now, if you're listening to BFBS right now or you're watching it stream and you've never heard of Rocket League, set it up, James, because when you talk about it as a game, it sounds faintly ridiculous.
It is. Well, cars with rockets attached to them, capable of flying, the agility that you need and the dexterity that you need to have over the controller to have the skill to hit ball on target or have plays, you know, really tests your reflexes and mental agility as you're trying to navigate a very physics-based game.
You ever seen anyone try and play it with a mouse and keyboard?
Yes, and they're doing it quite well.
Yeah. Like, I can't use a mouse and keyboard to do anything anymore since controllers came in. Okay, I got a pop quiz question for you. What did they call Rocket League before it was called Rocket League?
Supersonic car football?
Supersonic acrobatic rocket-powered battle cars. Doesn't really roll off the tongue, that one, as well as Rocket League. So what's the next tournament going to be for you guys? And will it be inter-service? Will you have pro teams there?
I'm not too sure, you know. I've taken a little slip back from the organisation, but I'm sure there's some inter-service stuff coming up. So it'll be about keeping your ears peeled.
And we spoke to Ace last week, who, may I say, and I don't want to put it out there, he had a much better streamer's background than yours, James. You know, he had the fluorescent lights. What's behind you? You've got a whiteboard.
Yeah, I got two whiteboards. They keep me organised, you know, so I'm in the right place at the right time in the right rig.
Yes. So how long did Ace end up casting for? How long was he commentating for?
So he was commentating for pretty much the whole day. There was only a few minutes where I stepped in. I mean, it was from like 12 until like 5. So there was a time where he needed a bit of a break. And luckily, with my experience, I jumped in and joined the endpoint caster. So not only do we have a professional team, but we also managed to acquire a good friend who commentates on a European standard team. Yeah. So that was great.
Well, it sounds like Armed Forces Day with the esports that went down in Scarborough was fantastic. Did you get an ice cream on the seafront?
I didn't get an ice cream, but I did get a bacon bap.
There you go. James, it's been great to chat to you. Will you have a think for me? Next week on the show, we're thinking about trying to play something live through this half an hour, but we can't think what the right game would be. Will you do us a favour and try and have a think before next week? And if so, come on and let's maybe have a game.
Sure thing.
James, cheers, buddy. There you go. There goes Abel Seaman, James Payne, based out of RAF Marham in Norfolk, part of the Navy Esports team. Right, let's play some more music for you right now on BFBS and streaming across Twitch and Facebook. This bit of Bon Jovi.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. My life is now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
Bit of Bon Jovi, It's My Life here on BFBS. I remember meeting Richie Sambora once, who is the guitarist for Bon Jovi, who was lovely. He was wonderful. I met him. I used to present the lottery, and I was he came on as a guest, and he said, hey, do you want to come down? I don't know why I'm doing an American accent here as an impression, but he said, do you want to come down? We're at the O2. You can come down, be my guest. I was like, oh, my God, Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi's invited me down to be a guest. He's going to be backstage. I'm going to hang out in the dressing room. It's amazing. I got down to find out my tickets were, yes, they were backstage, but only right up in the gods, so far back that I couldn't see the front of the stage. I was basically behind the big speakers. I never met John Bon Jovi. So then, this is Esports Live on BFBS. We're 100% live, broadcasting to you right now. It's all about Forces Gaming. We're going to chat to somebody else next. We're going to talk to a man called Joe, Corporal Joe Young, on the way. First, though, let us play a song from somebody whose mum was famous as well. I was doing my pop factoids earlier on. LaRue's mum was actually June Ackland from The Bill. I said this to the producers, the responsible adults of this show, and they were like, yeah, I never watched it. Don't know what it is. So then, gaming still relatively new to the Forces, but it has helped so many people stay connected to friends and family, plus help with mental well-being. We talked about this a lot last week. Joining me now from the Army Esports team is Corporal Joe Young. Have you ever had a moment of gaming embarrassment, a low point?
Oh God, that's a very good question, actually. Gaming embarrassment at low points.
Yeah, no, it's one of those where maybe you've had bragging rights over a friend on FIFA or whatever game, and then suddenly they turn around and annihilate you 9-0 when somebody else is in the room watching. Has that happened?
Yeah. Oh, it happens regularly, to be honest.
It'll drive you mad, that game. So, Joe, how long have you been serving for?
So I'm coming up to about 7.5 years now.
What are your games? What do you compete in?
I play Valorant mostly, which is like a kind of Counter-Strike clone that meets Overwatch, if you know what that is.
Yeah.
So instead of having like grenades and ability, like flashbangs, everything's like an ability essentially, but you still have to buy guns and it's like one-shot kills, etc. So it's a weird mix, but it's also very fast-paced. Plays a bit like Siege as well, where you choose a character or an agent that's got special abilities, so that kind of way it mixes in.
It's got that Counter-Strike feel. There was a load of ex-Counter-Strike pros who went over to play in Valorant and got very much into it because it's a game made by Riot, isn't it? It's a Riot game.
Yes, it is, yeah. So they obviously have League of Legends, which has got a massive esports scene. So they, within 2 years, Valorant's already like huge. And as you said, all these old like ex-CSGO pros are coming over. So Hiko being a massive one in NA, he was just like straight away in there, boom. They had Nitro as well. He and them was in 100 Thieves. Like straight away, they were on a team, and it was just nuts. Like the amount of money that's getting poured into them was just crazy. But yeah, it was a massive move.
It was one of those esports where there was just money flying around all the time. I haven't watched a lot of Valorant. What is it like as a watch, as a viewer?
It's hectic. It's actually mental because there could be so many things happening at once. I think I watched a bit last week, and you were talking to Jonah. He said like Siege is very cinematic, right? So you got like breaching charges, and it looks cool, and it's very flashy. With the kind of animation of Valorant and the kind of big special effects, it gets a bit crazy. So there's a character whose ultimate basically stuns you, but it's like a massive square. And that comes in like a big rolling block. And then you've got like other things on top of it with like smokes flying in. There'll be a bird coming in that blinds you and stuff. It gets so chaotic. So when you watch it at like high level playing, the combo everything together, it just gets a bit crazy.
That's when you get super technical, yeah. Doesn't it? What's your main? Who do you play with?
I play a lot of Kayle, which is, he's like a robot. Basically, everyone called him Counter-Strike because he has just got a Counter-Strike kit. He has a frag grenade, flashbangs, and then he has a throwing knife, which basically stops you using abilities. And then his ultimate is like a big AoE pulse thing that, like, if you get ticked by it, would stop it. So, yeah, but everyone calls him CSGO, so it was just easier for people to transfer over.
I guess, yeah, if you've played a lot of CS, it's going to work. Obviously, you compete within the Army esports team. Who's got the current bragging rights within the three branches of the Army and the Navy and the RAF?
I definitely say it would be us. I don't
you?
Know about
that.
Oh yeah, I don't know about the RAF currently, but we played the Navy esports team in a Katana Gaming League recently, which was like a small, they had two divisions and we played them and the skill gap was pretty massive, to be honest. I think we won 13-4 and 13-1 both games.
Oh, ow.
It was a bit one-sided for them, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's one of those games, if you've got people who are handy. Do you compete much outside of the Army?
Yeah, massively. I've been competing a lot pretty much since like 18, 19 I played in. So I started playing in a game called Smite, which is again kind of a League of Legends clone, but with gods and mythology instead of their characters. So I started playing in the team in there, and then heavily got into Rainbow Six Siege. I was involved with the team in that as well, so I played that for about 4 to 5 years heavily, and then I've kind of gone to Valorant, and since being in Valorant, I've played in a few teams now. So I was even at Epic LAN in February with a mix of Scottish people that I played with as well, so there's been quite a bit of it going on in the past couple of years.
Well, we're running out of time, Joe. I'm going to ask you one last question. With your experience, the fact you play outside, if you've been around esports for a while, what do you think the future of esports gaming and the forces should be?
So right now it's very community heavily based, which is great because it's fantastic. It lets people kind of like link and network with each other and make friends and have groups, and you've always got somewhere to go. But I'd really like to see it more competitive, especially like in other sports and forces. So have like a bit more infrastructure, so you'd have like coaches, you'd have time to practice more. The big issue we were having when we were competing is we didn't have time to actually play with each other, so we just turned up on the week, played a game, and then that was it. So like because of like work commitments and stuff, it was kind of like, oh yeah, we can only play Wednesday nights, and then everyone be at work. Other people got other commitments such as family as well, so then that would be it. You'd sort out the family, and then we'd just sit down. We couldn't do anything outside of that. It was just turn up, play, go. And to be honest, we did really well, but if we just had that extra time to practice and get together, we could be way more competitive. It could definitely be there.
So are you guys playing on LAN mainly, or are you playing over the internet?
So we're playing over the internet mainly. There is, I know a lot of people go and do the LAN events, so we just had the Remy team was in Insomnia recently, and they did really well. I know some people are doing like Rocket League and stuff, so there's a lot of LAN stuff that goes on, but there's it is mostly online at the moment.
So you're saying there needs to be more structure going forward. How do you do that, considering you've got players who, I guess, are deployed, they're different parts around the world, times are going to be different, how you do it. How do you build that structure, Joe?
It'd be quite hard, I suppose. you'd have to kind of set up an infrastructure, wouldn't you? You'd have to get in position. So I would say like a full like kind of coaching. You then need to have your five dedicated players. You probably need a manager as well, which you can already do, who does most of the community stuff, but you need like a dedicated manager for like organizing practices and stuff. But I think, yeah, maybe just giving them more time, maybe in work, you know, people are not maybe not massively keen on it, but definitely say like, oh, you know, like 3 o'clock, maybe we, oh, I've got this time, I need to go and do it, if they then can get away. But I don't know how you'd really get around it too much, I suppose. Hardware deployments, etc., as you said.
Yeah. Are you finding commanding officers and the people up the hierarchy, are they understanding how important esports is?
I actually had the CEO down in our workplace recently. He's back over from Cyprus, and he was talking about it. They were mentioning getting an esports hub and 2-1 engineers, and they didn't really know how to go about it because they didn't know if it would get used as much. So I don't think it's quite getting there, maybe as much important. But I think definitely give it like another year, 2 years, it's getting there. Like I think COVID has already made it a massive, it's been a huge impact on it already, because, you know, no one had much to do for the first 6 months of that lockdown. So everyone was just on the computer and it helped them massively.
Well, that's what you need. What's your ping like? I asked this last week. What is your ping like where you are?
It's actually pretty good. I get about 20 milliseconds to London. So it's pretty good. I thought it'd be a lot worse. But yeah, no, it's not bad at all.
Well, Joe, it's been great to chat to you. Thank you. I didn't realise it was 2-1 engineers. I called them 21 engineers. So
okay, no, cool. It's a funny joke. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, is it? Is that? Hang on. Is it 2-1 or 21?
No, it's 2-1.
It is 2-1, right?
It's a running joke to call them 21 engineers. Right, it's been there on a few pages, yeah.
And I guess there's more of them. Well, listen, Joe, it's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us on this BFBS Live. It has been great to be with you on this second show. We will be back again same time next week. If you want to get in touch, you can do all the usual ways. You can get in touch either through the Facebook, or you can get in touch through the Twitch, or you can get hold of us via our email account, which is here, bfbs.com/esportslive. On the way next on BFBS, you will hear the latest news. I've been OJ Borge. Thank you very much.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB+, throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.